More than a century later, the French explorer La Salle canoed down the Mississippi. Where De Soto had found prosperous cities, La Salle encountered a solitude unrelieved by the faintest trace of man, wrote the 19th century historian Francis Parkman. Everywhere the French encountered bison, grazing in herds on the great prairies which then bordered the river. When Indians died, the shaggy creatures vastly extended both their range and numbers, according to Valerius Geist, a bison researcher at the University of Calgary. The post-Columbian abundance of bison, in his view, was largely due to Eurasian diseases that decreased Indian hunting. The massive thundering herds were pathological, something that the land had not seen before and was unlikely to see again. Not all of these claims have been endorsed enthusiastically. Nonetheless, ecologists and archaeologists increasingly agree that the destruction of Native Americans also destroyed the ecosystems they managed. Throughout the eastern forest, the open, park-like landscapes observed by the first Europeans quickly filled in. Because they did not burn the land with the same skill and frequency as its previous occupants, the forests grew thicker. Left untended, maize fields filled in with weeds, then bushes and trees. My ancestor Billington's great-grandchildren may not have realized it, but the impenetrable sweep of dark forest, admired by Thoreau, was something that Billington never saw. Later, of course, Europeans stripped New England almost bare of trees. When the newcomers moved west, they were preceded by a wave of disease and then a wave of ecological disturbance. The former crested with fearsome rapidity. The latter sometimes took more than a century to tamp down, though it was followed by many aftershocks. The virgin forest was not encountered in the 16th and 17th centuries, wrote historian Stephen Pine. It was invented in the late 18th and early 19th centuries. Far from destroying pristine wilderness, that is, Europeans bloodily created it. By 1800, the hemisphere was thick with artificial wilderness. If forest primeval means woodland unsullied by the human presence, Denevan has written, there was much more of it in the 19th century than in the 17th. The product of demographic calamity, the newly created wilderness was indeed beautiful, but it was built on Indian graves and every bit as much a ruin as the temples of the Maya.